Welcome to the Live Greatly podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Bauer. It's time to say goodbye to sacrificing your well-being on the way to success. As an entrepreneur in wellness, integrative medicine fellow, university lecturer, longtime physician assistant, experienced in integrative psychiatry and functional medicine, and a keynote speaker, I have a lot of experience and expertise to share. So get ready to optimize your well-being and move in the direction of your dreams. Help spread this valuable and powerful message by sharing the podcast with your friends, family, and community. Together, we can make a profound impact on the world. So let's jump into the topic for today's podcast. And I'm so excited. We are very lucky to have an inspiring guest coming all the way from Bali, Jason Campbell. And Jason is the host of Mind Valley's Superhumans at Work podcast. And every week, Jason spends time learning and interviewing the best minds in productivity through the Superhumans at Work podcast. He's taken the stage around the world to share ideas on sales, productivity, and goal setting. And he's also working on an upcoming book, Selling with Love, aimed to be released in December 2020. So welcome, Jason. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to talk with you today.
Hey, Crystal. Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. Well, you know, I kind of want to jump into a little bit of your journey before you got to Mind Valley. I would love to hear a little bit about what led you down the path to what you're doing currently.
Yeah. So for those who aren't familiar with Mind Valley, it's basically personal growth education online. We're trying to transform lives, impact a billion people. And it's a platform where we bring the greatest teachers who can teach you everything you need to know to live an extraordinary life that you might not have learned in school. Now, you would think that someone who's working for a company with such a holistic background and, you know, a well-rounded education comes from, you know, the best of industries before where everybody's very conscious. And of course, this industry is real estate. So I used to be a real estate investor, and the stereotype of someone in real estate probably isn't someone you would imagine is doing all these kinds of holistic cares. But matter of fact, I wasn't. It's actually by going down a path where I was actually pursuing a goal that I think a lot of people think is the ultimate goal to chase when you're in your early 20s, particularly, is money and success. And you kind of have a very limited grasp as to what that looks like. But I've seen the movies, I've seen on TV, and I've been told you need to have money and that'll solve every problem in your life. Well, I got lucky enough that I encountered the world of real estate. And it was actually very interesting because I found myself going into a program that said, if you buy this program, you're going to become a millionaire. You're going to learn how to buy properties. And for those who are American, they might've heard of these stories from such as like Trump University or any kind of seminars around real estate investment. And, you know, back in the early 2000s, there was a lot of these going on. And in 2008, there was a bit of a downturn that happened. So when I jumped in, this was around 2010. And so it was actually to help the American economy to buy these foreclosure short sales, how to renovate them, how to put tenants in place and provide good homes for people. And at the time, I wasn't as aware of what was going on. I thought it was just a money opportunity, but I've realized that the people that were teaching me were not teaching me the right ways of doing things. And the whole thing ended up being a little on the gray area as far as the legitimacy of the teachings. But through that process, I grew. Through that process, I had to learn. Through that process, I had to really fix any of the wrongs that I was on my way of doing if I wasn't aware of what was going on. And at some point, I realized like, hey, I've developed some great skills. I've become quite knowledgeable. I love making deals. I love helping people. And as I was on a trip around the world, at this time I was living in Southeast Asia, I discovered this company called Mind Valley. They were doing these online courses and I love their sales and marketing. And I just went into their office. It was incredible. And I'm like, I think I want to work here. Yeah. And so lo and behold, I send my application, go through some interviews. I find myself getting the job. And when I walked in the office the first day, I was like, all right, so what does this company sell? I didn't even know. And at that point, they were like, yeah, it's all about meditation products, mindfulness. Okay. And I'm like, I've never meditated before, but let's start. And so that's a bit of the pre-journey there, but it brought me into this amazing world of realizing that there's so much more to success than just making money.
And, so true. Yeah. That it sounds like you had some incredible lessons along the way. In Mind Valley, you know, I saw it a lot just with advertising and I was always fascinated, like, what is this about? And recently, I started listening to some of the, they're called master classes, right? Or master. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just love it. I love it. I just listened to one about, I think it was like the power of connection and how to really connect with people. And I just, I found that it was so relatable. Like it didn't feel salesy. It didn't feel like it was getting like pushed down my throat. I felt like it was offering great value. And it was a free class that I did. You know, I didn't have to pay for it. It was great.
Well, this is one of the things I really love about being a part of this organization and what we're trying to do. I mean, for a lot of people who've been exposed to online marketing, if you go back 10 years ago, you would see like these really ugly pages that would say like, attention, everything you know about success is wrong. Join this training where you learn all the truths that they've never wanted. And it would come with a level of like sliminess, you know? And I think one thing that Mind Valley has been a pioneer is actually beautifying the space. So for one, we've put a lot of efforts into design to create things that were actually based on branding. They looked amazing, made you feel good. And another thing in the industry is a lot of people would do these webinars, which ends up being just a story and a sales pitch the whole time and not giving you value. And we had a crazy idea, right? And this might surprise a lot of people, but when we started actually giving a lot of value and content to people, for some reason, people trusted us and wanted to do business with us.
Yes.
And Mind Valley grew. And so I'm so glad to hear that you went through this experience and had transformation, because we say the number one goal is how do we transform? And we know that the byproduct is sales. And I think if you come with that approach, you actually get to scale the business.
Yeah. You know, I love how you say that. And for me, what I noticed was I did leave that feeling like I had gotten incredible value. And I have done a lot of like on my journey. So I have a healthcare background and I just was starting my business. It's like, I never got trained in marketing. I've never gotten trained in, you know, editing and podcasting. Mm. And so I did a lot of webinars, right? And a lot of people were like, okay, you'll learn this and you do the webinar. And I would leave being like, oh, I didn't really get anything out of that. Some I did. But what I loved about Mind Valley is I felt like I really did get some extremely valuable, you know, teachings. Mm-hmm. And I would love to talk a little bit about your podcast. Maybe you could tell me a little bit about what it is and what you talk about.
Yeah. So when I go into Superhumans at Work, it's really about how do you live the best version of your life as an employee, a freelancer, an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the content that exists in the space is just saying, be an entrepreneur, and this is the only path to success. Mm-hmm. And as for somebody who was an entrepreneur, I find myself leaving entrepreneurship and going to work again for Mind Valley. Mm-hmm. There's so many benefits that I had and so much growth that I had being part of an organization. And I think sometimes we don't attribute as much value to that as we should, mm-hmm. because no matter which position you go into and how you decide to manifest that, it doesn't matter what it is. It's how you actually go about and approach it. So how do you learn the right skills about productivity, communication, leadership? Even if you're someone starting as a specialist within your team, mm-hmm. you don't need to have a title, as Robin Sharma would say. You can be a leader without a title. Mm-hmm. And I think these are a lot of the concepts we want to bring forward, is how to be your inner superhuman. And so when I get to interview these guests, is really like, how do I get to apply this? Even if I'm a clerk, if I'm a CEO, if I'm a freelancer, I just want people to know that there are ways that you can show up 110% without necessarily burning yourself out and just work and hustle all the time. There's a lot more to success than that.
Right. So that is really meaningful to me too, because that's part of my passion, is trying to help people realize like you don't have to sacrifice yourself and your health to be successful. And there's this like misconception about success. And, you know, I was in the healthcare field and a lot of it was self-sacrifice, and also in the business world, I just think it's misguided. And I think you can give so much more when you're feeling good and you are taking care of yourself. So I'm curious what your thoughts are on like the keys to success. That's like a little cliche, but like, what do you think are, what's really important for, I guess, you know, attaining your goals, like with your podcast and all the people you've talked to, what do you think stands out?
You know, I think one of the best quotes I've heard was actually from a gentleman that does some of the courses with us. I've been a student of his name is Professor Sri Kumar Rao. And what he does is he talks about personal mastery. He takes all the wisdoms from past religions, past philosophies, makes them relevant to the modern times, and take away any of the dogmas or stigmas that usually come packaged with the key lessons that are there. One of the things he said that I thought was really brilliant is that whether you have a job and you get promoted, or whether you have a job and you get fired, or whether you have a business and it grows, or you have a business and it fails, there's only one question you should answer in any venture you do when it comes to work and success, is, did you grow? And in the sense is that everything that we have as an experience on this planet is actually for a growth in self-awareness, a growth in self-mastery. And this is what I believe is kind of the journey that we're here on, whether you speak of it on a spiritual level, like why are we here? I think that we're here for an experience to actually learn and grow. And I think regardless of what you chase, like I've have yet to find anything that somebody is doing that can be labeled as what we would say as society as wrong, because regardless, it will lead to awareness. It will lead to growth. You can accelerate towards it faster. You can take decisions that'll make it happen in an accelerated fashion, but that's still based on labels that we've created society as what success is. You can actually go and like you're all, have you ever been, went through the books, The Four Agreements with Don Miguel Ruiz?
Yeah, I read it twice. Yeah.
It's one of those books you pick up every time you find yourself a little veered off to kind of your core, right?
Yeah.
And my favorite of those agreements is actually just do your best. Mm-hmm. And what I love from that is that there is no not best. Everything you always do is your best. And I love that mentality because I realize that it takes away the pressure of the reasons I'm doing something is because of an external kind of success metric I'm looking for, as opposed to just being focused on like, what is this creation I want to make? Like we're all here to be on this life. I think it's all based on creation. I think the growth and the learning comes from this creation. So yeah, go and build that business and see what you learn, see what you grow, take that chance, build that partnership, get that job, and always try to see the things that bring you joy and that make you grow. And I think that's kind of how you leave a path that leads you towards this success that we see. So when I think about one of those keys, as you mentioned, I think the find the growth in everything is one of the keys that I always live by. And I always look at anything that's good or bad with a sense of fascination. I'll be like, oh, wow, look at that. I just went into this partnership and that person screwed me over.
Sure.
All right, I bought this program and it turned out to be a scam. Isn't that fascinating? I have not been in a scam since that happened. So yeah, maybe I lost a couple tens of thousands of dollars, but that lesson was there. And I'm like, well, let's move forward.
Yeah, that's a great perspective to have. And I agree with you. And I had this shift, oh gosh, maybe 4 years ago where I started to just see things a little bit differently. And that's when there were a lot of life changes happening for me. But when I was like, I really started to look at life as a learning lesson. And it took away so much fear that I had before about fear of failing, fear of judgment, fear of doing the wrong thing, you know, saying the wrong thing, whatever. Because I realized like, it's not that big of a deal. Like it just kind of took the pressure off. Like, oh, like it's okay. Even if I totally make a fool of myself, like, no big deal. I'm learning, you know, that was to get me to where I needed to go or to the next thing or what I'm supposed to do. And also what I found too is with those really challenging experiences, when I'm able to look at it with a sense of gratitude for the lesson, it could take a little while sometimes, you know, when it's fresh, it's hard to do that. But, you know, give it a little space. And if you look back and you try and look at the positive, I feel like it takes the power away from the kind of the charge that it has on you, you know?
100%. Like I mentioned earlier, the fact that I went through that program and I got scammed and we might be understanding here that there's a bit of a healing process before we get to that acceptance, but again, it's a journey, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, at the beginning, I felt like I was a victim and they took me for a ride. Matter of fact, it was so interesting. They brought us down there. They said someone was going to fund all the deals we were going to buy. And then they brought us into a room to record testimonials. Mm-hmm. And then of course we're like, starry-eyed and excited. We're like, wow, this is amazing. They took us down here. They're going to fund all our deals. This is an amazing program. Everybody should do it. And like, we're on camera and we're buzzing. And then shortly after, we went to send a list of the properties to the person who was going to fund them. The person disappeared. Oh, we realized a lot of things they taught us was wrong. They just wanted to get that testimonial. And that ended up airing across Canada with my face advocating for a program that I got taken on.
Oh no.
So then I was like, well, I could stay a victim, but then what happened after that was actually interesting because I didn't have anybody funding the deals. So I had to get creative. I realized what they taught me was wrong. So I had to educate myself and I ended up becoming so knowledgeable in the field and I ended up finding such creative ways to fund these deals that I was able to transact the properties anyway. And now when I look back, I say, oh, maybe they knew I was capable of doing it. Maybe they knew that what would get me outside of my comfort zone is throwing me so deep in the ocean that I'd learned to swim. Mm-hmm. And I haven't talked to the person to know what their intention is, but that's none of my business. I get to write the story.
Yeah.
And so when I write the story, like you said, you can write in a way that takes away the charge, and you can write the story in a way that you are empowered.
Right.
And that's what I decided to do. And I think, again, there's a bit of a clue here to success, which is just you're always in charge of that story. So write it in a way that leaves you feel empowered so you can move forward to your next challenge and just enjoy the journey.
Yeah, that's really well said. And, you know, I found for a lot of my life, I was looking for validation to succeed outside of myself. Like someone would tell me like, oh, you're good at that. Or I don't know, permission maybe to go after my dreams. And, you know, I've gotten out of that, thank goodness. But it took a lot of experiences and kind of a new level of awareness about life to, instead of looking outside, to look within. And I think a lot of people struggle with that. And it's a big challenge because, you know, we really look to people's compliments. Like if someone says something good about us, we're like, awesome, we're awesome. But if you get criticism or something doesn't go well, or you know, fail, even though I don't like that word because I think you're learning, right? But that can make you feel like, oh, I'm not good at this. I'm not good enough. It can affect your confidence. So I think a lot of success comes down to what do you believe about yourself? How do you feel about yourself? And really working to develop self-love regardless of what is happening around you, regardless of your past. I'm curious if you have any thoughts on that as far as like how people can work to develop that, to get that internal, I guess, validation of your worth.
Yeah, that's, I mean, if we all had that, we'd have a lot of problems solved on the planet. Mm-hmm. One of our authors, Marissa Peer, she's a hypnotherapist from the UK. Mm-hmm. She's incredible. And she speaks about the biggest plague for humanity is everybody feels like they're not enough. Mm-hmm. I'm having conversations with somebody who's thinking, wow, I'm 26 years old. I haven't figured out my life. Why am I looking at Instagram and seeing people with more clarity, more perfection? They seem to have it all. And now you find yourself going through and looking at them and just being like, why is my life not like them? Mm-hmm. You're comparing, which is just toxic. It turns to envy.
Yep.
And then again, it just reinforces that thought that you are not enough. And so one of the things that people need to be aware of, and I know in my case as well, is like whenever I compare, I don't look at it from a lens of envy. I try to look at a lens from admiration and realize, again, there's something to learn. There's always something to learn. And wouldn't life be the most boring thing if you had nothing to learn and you knew all the answers? Matter of fact, I might go into a spiritual tangent here because I'm a big fan of Neil Donald Walsh. He wrote a book series called Conversations with God. And in it, he speaks about how, imagine you're a divine creature, right? Let's say you're a soul that was in space and you knew all the answer. You had no growth to have. You just knew everything. What would you do? What would be the next thing you'd try to do? You'd be like, well, let's imagine this on Earth. Imagine all the problems are solved and there's no issues. Every need is met and you know all the answers. Then what would be a fun game to play? Well, an interesting concept is sometimes we go into play video games now, which are going to be, let's be put into a scenario where we need to overcome a challenge or you need to go slay a dragon. So we create ourselves a new reality where there are opportunities to grow and level up. Mm-hmm. There are opportunities to do a quest and to succeed and to do great things and to learn through it. And so as a soul, is it possible that you might have come to this very body on this very planet to forget that you knew all the answers just so you could learn what you truly are?
Hmm. Interesting.
And then it's like, wow, why do I feel like there's so much not enoughness in me? Maybe it's because I'm on this journey to realize just how enough I am.
Yep.
And the only way I can know how enough I am is to know what is not. Again, these are kind of words from Neil Donald Walsh that I absolutely love. In the absence of what is not is there, and you can truly learn what is. So if you want to know what love is, try to be in a world where you don't feel love. You'll be able to identify what love truly is and appreciate it. And so this is a bit of an answer that says, maybe the reason you feel like you're not enough, that you're comparing yourselves, or you feel like there's something more you should be doing, is because you're exactly on the journey to make realize that for everything you're going to chase, you're going to get there and be like, well, that didn't deal with this insufficiency I felt. So maybe it's within. Mm-hmm. And I know you're a big advocate of the mindfulness practices, the meditation practices that just simply remind you that now that you've experienced what not enoughness is, you can be reminded that you are enough and you are perfect the way you are.
Yeah. Yeah. That's beautiful. And You know, I think for a while, like with my path, I was reading, like I couldn't read books fast enough when I started to kind of have this like spirituality awaken in my life. It was like, I felt like I just needed to learn everything. And I was just consuming like all this different knowledge and different spiritual teachers and different teachings. And what I've kind of come to now is I've stopped kind of looking outside for all the answers because I felt like you're seeing so many different teachings and it was, am I supposed to do this? Am I supposed to do that? They say this like it's a fact. Like I'm supposed to be listening to them. Am I supposed to be listening to them? Who's right? And I've gotten to the place of like, I'm going to just do what resonates, what feels right. Listen to my inner guide. And we all have it, you know, that inner voice, that inner light to listen to. And I think a lot of us are here, you know, for maybe different journeys, different reasons, different experiences to be had. And if you're always looking outside of yourself for someone to tell you what to do, like you might not be, you might be following their path, not your own path. But I'm curious with like in you're in this learning world and there's a lot of information. How do you navigate when there's information that contradicts itself? That was like always a challenge for me in healthcare because there's like one study shows one thing, another study shows another thing. And it's like knowing what, you know, what to share with the patient, what to follow.
Yep. And my God, is it ever prolific now, especially in personal growth? Everybody has different methodologies. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to recommend. And the answer is surprisingly simple is actually, this is a moment where you can decide which one feels right, which one feels right. And understanding that those can be works that inspire you to give you some perspective, but it is not your prescription. And that's the way you were saying it as well, is that these are their experiences. At some point, you need to go back to trust that part in yourself. This is actually something I personally struggle with. And I've been someone that actually has been an employee. And this actually goes into a bit of a tangent on how does that translate, not just in the field of personal growth, but think about someone trying to paint a picture of their own success and trying to make an impact in the world. And I'm assuming everybody listening here is trying to do a greater good in the world.
Yeah.
In my case, I've had this realization just a couple of days ago when this feedback came. I was with a bunch of entrepreneurs, and as I'm an employee, I've realized that I've not spent the time to get clear on the things that I want and the vision that I want to create. Because as an employee of an amazing company with a great culture that paints the vision of the company and the mission of the company that as an employee you can associate yourself with, you've now stopped to think for yourself. And I realized this was a muscle I hadn't flexed in 7 years. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm doing right now is actually going to be taking a step back. And this is where I think I do a lot of these interviews. I know you do as well. And there's one tool that I find always comes back. I've seen it be effective for me. And a lot of other people usually finish their interviews suggesting the same tool. And I'm just like, yeah, cause it works. Yeah. Is journaling.
Yep.
Is the concept of journaling, and everybody hears journaling. They go like, but I know, no, you don't. If you did, you'd be doing it. But I think this is where you can reconcile. How do you feel about every insight that you get? How do you feel about the path you want to paint? Is it wrong that I'm following a different path that's been prescribed to me by a company? Of course not, because I'm growing, I'm learning. Yep. And as I said earlier, in the absence of not getting clear on myself, I am lost. Those who are trying to be found and find their path of awakening need to experience getting lost first. Mm-hmm. So yes, consume all those different perspectives, read those books, see the contradiction, write on how you feel about these contradictions, which ones feel right, and try to consolidate that, because ultimately you'll have to design the philosophy that works for you.
I love that. That was bravo. That was great. We are coming down to last few minutes. So I want to talk about your book. I want to hear about what you're going to be talking about. And then if there's any other projects or anything else you want to share.
Well, I appreciate that, Crystal. Honestly, just a really fun conversation. I feel like we could go on forever here.
Yeah.
But what I'm doing is it's so interesting. I got myself through that experience where I said I got scammed, and I really got passionate about realizing I don't want anybody else to go through that kind of pain that I went through. Mm-hmm. And although I see the silver lining, it was still something that I feel was unnecessary. And so I realized that there's a lot of people in the world that can sell highly effectively. We talked about these webinars that you can go and they attend and they work, they grow, and they give a suboptimal product. And I realized that it's not about changing the bad marketers and make sure that they stop doing the things that we find is not okay, is you need to empower the good people with the right tools so they understand that they can use techniques that impact the world. Selling to me is the greatest expression of love, is the magic tool that lets everybody unlock everything they want in their lives, whether it's to find the right partner, to build that business, to raise funds, to get an employee, or to sell that product and service. But how do you do it from a place of love is really what I like to teach about. So I like just to make sure that people realize that it is a beautiful thing. All of your biggest idols, all of your biggest role models are salespeople. Stop just thinking about a used car salesman when you hear the word sales. And if you can embrace that as a great company, as a great individual, as a great employee, and you realize that everything you do, you can step forward with maximum impact, maximum care for the client, maximum care for the product you build, then you can go and use those webinars. And you see an example, like you said, at Mindvalley, where we said, what if we start delivering a lot of love in the way we do a webinar as opposed to just a sales pitch? Then our impact grew, our revenue grew, and the people also grew. And this is one thing I'd want to leave, since I'm all about sales.
Yeah.
A lot of people optimize and try to maximize what is the sales. They talk to 100 people. They want to sell 3. Maybe they can get it up to 5, and they'll use every tactic in the book to get it from 3 to 5. But they forget that there are 95 other people that did not buy. And those are individuals that also had an experience with you. So how did you leave the 95? Are they going to become advocates? Mm-hmm. Are they going to have love for you, even if they didn't buy? And that's a question that's often missed. And when you focus on that, you start actually having viral growth, because referrals do come. Your reputation is important, and that's how you build a beautiful brand. So the book will be coming out. There'll be more concepts there. And with that, I just welcome the opportunity to have a great conversation about how people can be more aligned to their success.
Oh, I love it. Well, when it comes out, you definitely will have to message me, and then I'll share it, you know, on this platform as well. So love talking with you. And I will do, if you have like a link or a website or anything, let me know. I'll put it in episode details, and the people can find your podcast too, because your podcast is a lot of fun.
And awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in to the Live Greatly podcast today. You can learn more about me and Live Greatly at www.livegreatly.co. You can book me for consulting, mentoring, speaking engagements on there as well. And if you sign up for my email list, you'll be notified of all upcoming events. I'm also launching an 8-week course to optimize well-being and improve performance. So if you sign up for my email list, you will be notified of when that gets released. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at livegreatly_co and on Facebook at livegreatly.co. I would greatly appreciate you subscribing to the podcast and leaving a review if you enjoyed what you heard today. Share it with your friends, share it with your family, share it with your community, and let's help people optimize their well-being and attain success. And until next time, this is Crystal Bauer with Live Greatly, encouraging you all to awaken your ultimate potential.